strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show, KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and the KTAR News app.
All right, what are our biggest news stories of the day? Let's find out. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
The Department of Education recently said that Grand Canyon University is a predatory for-profit school. GCU President Brian Mueller joined the show and responded to those comments.
And we teach from a Christian worldview perspective, and that is something that ideologically they're opposed to, and so they're using this route of they lied to students, which, number one, it's not corroborated by anybody, and number two, it hasn't been proven.
Is there a political agenda against GCU?
I'll be honest, I don't know that. I know Mr. Mueller. I've talked to him many times over the years. I've got a lot of respect for him and the growth at GCU, and I know that's what he believes. I don't think he's lying, but I don't know what the reasons are. But when the head of the Department of Education says in congressional testimony that not only are they going to fine them in this $37.7 million, but they are going to shut them down to send a message, everybody should be concerned about that, because they're talking about something that is such a small piece of what GCU does, and GCU says it's absolutely not true. They've invited members of Congress. They've invited people from the Department of Education at the expense of the university to come and see for themselves, and nobody will show up. It does sound like there's some kind of an agenda. I don't know what that agenda is, but he seems to believe it's because of an ideological difference, and I'm glad he talked about it on the show, because I'd like to see GCU continue to flourish.
Jury selection continues in the New York hush money trial of former President Trump.
The court delivering statements to those jurors and notifying them of potential witnesses in the case. The judge then asking for a show of hands whether any of them believe they could not be fair and impartial. 48 people, about half the pool, raised their hands and were dismissed.
How can the judge ensure that Trump receives a fair trial?
That's got to be a big difficulty. It is very difficult to find someone that doesn't have very strong opinions about Donald Trump, one way or the other. And he is a polarizing figure. He is a household name as a former president. He was a household name as a celebrity and a billionaire real estate investor. And he had parlayed all of that into a very famous time on The Apprentice and other things he's done. So it's going to be difficult to find anybody that doesn't have a strong opinion. So are they going to be able to say, I can set my opinions aside and be fair and look at the material impartially? That's what they're going to have to try to do in order to get a fair trial here, one way or the other. And I don't know if it's achievable. And if someone were to convict the former president, isn't it grounds then for appeal to say there's no way that was a fair trial? It puts them in a bad spot. You are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at 11:20 to catch you up on the headlines.
The latest gambling crisis in pro sports singles out another player, this time in basketball. On Wednesday, the NBA announced a lifetime ban on Jontay Porter, a center for the Toronto Raptors.
He's accused of providing bettors with information about his own health, how he was feeling, and whether or not he would be able to participate. And so these other bettors had this information, this inside information, and placed as much as $80,000 on some bets that would feature Porter's statistics.
Has legalized sports betting helped to reduce these incidents from happening?
Yeah, I think this sends a clear signal that he hasn't been convicted of anything. The accusation alone has gotten him a lifetime ban by the NBA. The reason why they're taking this seriously is because of the multi-billion dollar industry that is gambling, but also it's the integrity of the NBA. It's the integrity of the game itself. So I think this is sending a clear message. You know, we heard earlier about Shohei Ohtani and what happened with his handler and his translator. There was no ban in that regard for what is deemed, what people are saying is the greatest player in baseball, but they have got to do something about this, because the ability to pay people off, whether it's officials or it's players, this has got to stop, because it's going to ruin the games for many people if they don't. And I think this sends a clear message that even the appearance of impropriety is not going to be tolerated.
Arizona Coyotes legend Shane Doan joined the show and reflected on the team's time in the Valley. Doan says he remains optimistic that this hockey's chapter isn't over in the state.
I believe that, and I have to believe that, and maybe it's just my optimism, but at the same time, I think that that's legit, and there's a chance that it can be sooner than later.
How will you remember this chapter in Arizona hockey history?
Well, what's going on right now, I think it's sad. I hate to see them leave here. I do like the Coyotes. I am one of the people that is a fan of this, and Shane Doan is a big part of that. I became a hockey fan because of Shane Doan, and I got to meet Shane. I got to become casual friends with Shane. We've had a lot of common interests, and we've had spent some time together, and he's a good man, and he was a great representative of not only that team, but of hockey, but of his family as well. His son has got a great opportunity to follow in that footsteps as a great player and a great individual, and I'm sad that it's not going to be here in the Valley. So this chapter ending sadly, but as Shane said, hopefully it will open a door to something and a fresh start for the Coyotes in the future. And I think for the fans that kind of took it for granted, if we do get a team here again, maybe it will be embraced so that we keep it again the next time. So at least that's what I hope happens. Really good job today, Julia. A lot to talk about.